Alrighty, let's get a roundup of what we're doing to ourselves that's making our relationships not work out. Alright, hand it over to Kofi Ofori. Let's hear what he says.
Hi, I'm Kofi Ofori Boateng, author of Notes to My Sister, Let Him Serve You. Today we'll be talking about five things you're saying that keep you from healthy relationships. So we all know that what we think about, feel about, and talk about gets attracted into our lives. Except apparently for winning lotto numbers. Who do I need to talk to, people? Anyway, here are some things you say that will keep you from getting what you need in your love life. 1. There are no good men or women left. How would you know? Who died and gave you the authority to replace that to say? Is there a secret census you ran to determine this? And if so, why was my house passed over? Look, there are still tons of great men and women out there. You just need to start focusing on the good in people and you'll attract more of that. 2. With my luck, no one good will ever want me. Listen here, Eeyore. You can change your luck by changing your thoughts about yourself and your chances of finding love with a great partner. Give it a shot. 3. Maybe I'm just destined to be alone for the rest of my days. Well, if you really believe that, I recommend you hit up the pet stores and cat shelters. You'll need all the feline companionship you can get. Trust me. 4. I just keep finding the wrong man or woman. You're probably using Google Maps. Switch to Waze. Just kidding. Not really. But seriously, maybe you want to try flipping that and seeing how that works out for a change. What do you have to lose? 5. I don't want to get hurt again. Really? Alright, then you might want to give love a pass because love hurts. But guess what? Love heals too. You get both in the same packet. Kind of like Kinder Joy. Kinder Joy. Hey, do I get a check for that endorsement? Seriously though, change your thoughts, change how you feel about your love life and your words around it. You may just surprise yourself. Well, that's all for me this week. Catch me again next Thursday for more on Early Breakfast with Carol Ofori. Stay blessed.
Yeah, so there you go. Change your mind and maybe you'll find that awesome man or woman you've been waiting for all this time.